Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we've got a good program for you today. Coming up later on in the show, we'll be reviewing the new film Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, starring Michael Douglas and directed by Oliver Stone. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're actually going to be paying musical tribute to Michael Douglas on the show today and spotlighting music from films throughout his career. And we're going to begin by going all the way back to 1978 in a thriller based on a novel by Michael Crichton entitled Coma, featuring music by Jerry Goldsmith. Take a listen.
Thank you.
suspenseful music written for the film Coma by composer Jerry Goldsmith. Let's move along to something lighter and breezier. This is a very pleasant, very dated score written for the movie Romancing the Stone, directed by Robert Zemeckis. The music is by Alan Silvestri. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And that's music written for the film Romancing the Stone, one of the first action star roles that Michael Douglas was given. And that film proved to be a success, later went on to star in a sequel the next year, actually, entitled The Jewel of the Nile. One of the first big critical successes for Douglas as an actor was the movie Fatal Attraction, directed by Adrian Lyne. Personally, I'm not a big fan of the film. I think it's a terribly overrated movie, certainly not deserving of all the Oscar nominations that it got, but it's well-loved by a lot of people, and it features a score from composer Maurice Jarre. We're going to take a listen to some of that now here on the program. And that's music written for the film Fatal Attraction by composer Maurice Jarre. Next up, another 80s score, this one from composer Hans Zimmer. And this is an important score in Zimmer's career because it really kind of started that Hans Zimmer action sound that became so popular and so imitated over the course of the next decade in particular, but it's still heard in many places today. This is Zimmer's action-packed score for the Ridley Scott film Black Rain. Take a listen. ¶¶ tremendously memorable piece by composer Hans Zimmer, written for Black Rain. Next up, a selection from one of my favorite Douglas films, directed by Danny DeVito. The movie is The War of the Roses, a darkly entertaining look at a marriage that is falling apart. It featured a score by David Newman that nicely accentuates that slightly dark sense of humor the film has. Take a listen. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. We're featuring music from the films of actor Michael Douglas on the program today, and next up we're going to offer a selection from a film that spotlighted a really tremendous Douglas performance. It's, for me, easily the best movie of director Joel Schumacher's career. The film Falling Down, in which Douglas co-starred with Robert Duvall. The score is by James Newton Howard. Take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music by James Newton Howard, written for the film Falling Down. Next up, a score from composer Jerry Goldsmith. That's one of my favorite Goldsmith scores, the 1990s. A really entertaining effort, written for a so-so film. The movie is called The Ghost in the Darkness, and it's kind of a throwback to the classic Hollywood adventure. Didn't quite work for me. Douglas is good in the film, but the score, just fantastic. Take a listen to some of it now.
Oh.
That's music by Jerry Goldsmith, written for the film The Ghost and the Darkness. Next up, we go back to composer James Newton Howard once again, and his main title for the suspense film A Perfect Murder. Enjoy. That's music written for the film A Perfect Murder by composer James Newton Howard. Next up, a score from composer Christopher Young, written for one of the better films from Douglas's recent career. That would be a movie entitled Wonder Boys, in which he co-starred with Tobey Maguire and Robert Downey Jr. It's a very good film, a very good role for Douglas. He hits some different notes in that movie than he has in most of his other roles, and the score is quite a charming one. Let's take a listen. Thank you. And that's music for the film Wonder Boys by composer Christopher Young. Next up on the program, we continue exploring the filmography of Michael Douglas and offer a selection from composer Mark Isham, written for the thriller Don't Say a Word. Enjoy. And that's music written for the thriller Don't Say a Word by composer Mark Isham. Moving along now to the movie review on this week's program, we're reviewing the new film Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Few films have encapsulated the era in which they were made quite so much as Oliver Stone's 1987 film Wall Street. Sure, the film falls short of being a masterpiece, but it reached a kind of greatness in the way it captured the rabid, no-holds-barred capitalism of the 1980s. Stone intended the film as a cautionary tale, and intended the character of Gordon Gekko as a villain. Alas, the character was almost too magnetic. Gekko was less a warning than an inspiration to many aspiring young businessmen. 23 years later, as America's financial crisis continues to dominate the headlines, it only seems natural for Stone to revisit the world of finance. We are reacquainted with Mr. Gekko, played by Michael Douglas, of course, in 2001, as he's being released after an 8-year stretch in prison. He's handed a few of his personal items, a money clip, a pin, a ridiculously oversized mobile phone, and a check for just under $2,000. Once upon a time, he would have spent that money on supper. Now it's rent for the month. Fast forward 7 years, and we meet Jake Moore, played by Shia LaBeouf, an up-and-coming Wall Street trader working for a firm run by an old pro named Louis Zabel, played by Frank Langella. Jake also happens to be engaged to a young woman named Winnie Gecko, played by Carey Mulligan. Yes, she's Gordon's daughter, but she hasn't spoken to him in years. When Zobel's firm crashes and is gutted by the merciless Breton James, played by Josh Brolin, Jake is determined to get revenge. He introduces himself to his future father-in-law behind Winnie's back, hoping to get a little insight on how to avenge his beloved employer. Gecko seems tickled at the idea of dipping his toes into the water of Wall Street once again, and agrees to help on one condition: that Jake find a way to reunite Gordon with his estranged daughter. We've had an overabundance of sequels in recent times, but Wall Street Money Never Sleeps ranks as one that feels more than justified. I, for one, was eager to see what Gordon Gecko would make of Wall Street in the 21st century, and how Stone would address a financial system that's changed so much and so little at the same time. However, I couldn't help but be a little nervous given Stone's recent track record. He missed completely with Alexander and World's Trade Center, and while W was good, it felt undercooked and a little unnecessary. Fortunately, Stone is in pretty good form this time around. The film certainly has its share of problems, but its ambition, energy, and the skill of its actors make it a compelling watch. The film is well titled, as it's not only about Wall Street, but about the way money ceaselessly affects our lives. Yes, there is drama involving firms stabbing each other in the back and deals being made behind closed doors, but money is also at the root of all the personal drama in the film. Jake's somewhat strained relationship with his mother, played by Susan Sarandon, the tiffs in his relationship with Winnie, Gordon's attempt to get back where he wants to be in life, and so much more. Stone generally keeps the screen bustling with action, and you can almost see the piles of money shuffling left and right as these frantic players slip and slide across the stage. There are moments when Stone hits the sort of euphoric cinematic overload that made his JFK and Nixon such thrilling experiences. There are so many interesting things going on that I found myself desiring a second viewing midway through my first. To be sure, this isn't because the film is so good, but rather because there's so much to process. I have a feeling that digging deeper will reveal both additional delight and dismay, as the surface stuff is similarly hit and miss. Stone's passion is both his greatest asset and liability, as his scenes resonate strongly when they're on target, but really rub the viewer the wrong way when they misfire. There are moments in this film so good I wanted to applaud, and others so poorly judged that I literally rolled my eyes. Stone can be so on the nose at times, so maddeningly obvious, but then he'll turn in something so inspired you can't help but forgive him. While Stone's on his slightly stress-inducing roller coaster of judgment calls, the actors are rock solid and carry the film through its rougher patches. I kind of like Shia LaBeouf in general, but harnessing that cutesy desperation to an earnest Wall Street trader was an inspired idea. That frantic longing in LaBeouf's eyes takes on new dimensions in this context, and he delivers everything the part requires of him. Carey Mulligan is also quite good as Winnie and generates a nice chemistry with LaBeouf. One typical cliched scene in particular is played so well by the two actors that I didn't even mind that I'd seen that sort of thing 1,000 times before. Frank Langella and Eli Wallach are superb in their small but important roles, while Josh Brolin radiates sleazy charm in a manner befitting a character who acts an awful lot like a young Gordon Gecko. And speaking of Mr. Gecko, it can't be denied that Michael Douglas pretty much owned the original film, and I feel obliged to report that he owns this one, too. What a fascinating performance this is, and what an interesting challenge for Douglas, who is battling cancer as this film is being released. Revisiting an iconic character many years later is a dangerous proposition, but the actor recreates his Oscar-winning role to great effect. The old Gordon Gecko is there, but he's lurking beneath the shadow of this older, sometimes wiser, more subdued man. Most of that venomous energy is gone, but there are more dimensions to the character this time around. I couldn't help but marvel at the manner in which Douglas manages to make the modern Gordon so emotionally open and yet so cagey at the same time. The first one-on-one scene he shares with his daughter is devastatingly good. I was caught off guard by just how intensely affecting it was. While a lot of things in Wall Street Money Never Sleeps don't quite stick, enough of them do to make the film worthwhile. I was frustrated at some points and annoyed at others, but I was never bored or disinterested, and I still want to see it again. I give it a rating of 3 stars out of 4. That concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you enjoyed the show, and that you'll join us again for more music and movie reviews next week. Now we'll close out with Mr. Bob Dylan. Have a great week, everyone. I catch you later.
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. That white skin got assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm wild dressed, waiting on the last train. Standing on the gallows with my head in the news. Any minute now I'm expecting all hell. People are crazy and talks are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. This place ain't doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons to the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only a fool here would think you've got anything. Lot of water under the bridge, lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. I've been walking 40 miles, a bad road. If the Bible is right, the world will explode. I've been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with the losing hand. Feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Putting her in a wheelbarrow and wheeling her down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Just don't show it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds can be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high on the
up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Mr. Jinx and Miss Lucy, they jumped in a lake. I'm not that eager to make a mistake.